1, 2, 1, 2, 3, release them. Happy Sunday and welcome to the Power Walk. You know what time it is. Yes, indeed. I'm out here on the trail doing my power walk. It's been a minute since I've been over here. And it feels so good. You hear me? It feels so good. Listen, there's some things that we need to talk about very briefly. Very briefly. Okay. Me. Don't be going on the internet lying on people. And then expecting for them to be quiet. And then what I find very interesting after watching the Diddy documentary is how themes continue to resurface. So, one of the jurors, if you haven't seen it, then fast forward this part because it's going to be a spoiler alert. So I need you to go to Netflix and watch it if you haven't already. And there are some people that are refusing to watch it because it is a lot of trauma. Understood. But listen, I'm going to talk about it. So one of the jurors really angered me because there were conversations about one of the victims and how they were sharing and recalling what had transpired over so many years. And because they were emotional about it, they didn't want to believe their story, although they are testifying under the oath. And the conversations that some of these jurors had on this documentary highlights a very serious issue when it comes to people sharing their story in storytelling. And I just want to uplift it because I think it's important. Folks, when people are sharing their story, and if they are passionate about it, if they are emotional about it, let them. Because that is their truth. That is their experience. And for them not to believe her because she was quote unquote emotional is wild to me. And I've had people to be like, Bianca, when you be yapping on this internet, which is very interesting to characterize some of this as yapping, when I am an international podcasting professional and manage multiple shows in a network, we feel like you should be able to just move on and not talk about it anymore. Let me stop right here in my tracks and tell you real loud and clear. You will not dictate to me how, when, and what capacity I am going to share my story and my truth. And you also need to have that same energy when you are sharing your story and your truth. Because you're going to have people like the jurors in the documentary that will come up with all of these excuses as to why they're not believing your story and your truth. And that's on them. And these jurors will have to live with the decision that they've made. Especially after more stuff has came out, they will now have to sit and reflect on how their decision to dismiss someone based on them being emotional to trauma. You're going to reap what you sow. So I say all that to say, in this journey of advocating for others to speak your truth and helping others share their stories in ways such as the podcast, just know that you're going to have people that will do everything to try to dismiss the very things that you are saying. But don't let that stop you. Don't. You know how many times I've had people be like, Bianca, why you post that? Bianca, take that down. And then I go to them and I say, couple clarifying questions I have. Is there a particular reason why you're communicating to me about this matter? Got another clarifying question. Did I lie? Ooh, that'd be the big one. Because like I always say, people lie, receipts don't. I swear. I mean that on my soul. And I've dealt with life and the complexities of life where that mantra is so important to me. Now, I need to holler at Auntie Tab for a moment because I do feel like Auntie Tab was snitching on me. And I feel some type of way about that. So let me play the clip of what she posted on the internet. And I'm going to tell you why I feel some type of way. Roll the clip.
Hello there, honey. You all right? Listen, real quick. Honey, the Lord just dealt with me on something that I want to share with you. Okay, everybody stay focused. I got to get this out the right way. I was cleaning out my closet and I came across this box. This is a box of very old receipts. I'm talking probably like 8 or 9 years old. Like I kept them because when we were like buying our old house, we would be buying stuff and we were using a contractor and I wanted to make sure that he knew like, oh, we bought this. This is a receipt for that. A couple other things. But then God revealed to me, he said, Tab, these receipts no longer have value. Why are you holding on to them? That was one. But then the other thing he said, and even if they had value, they messy. He said, you ain't even got no order with your receipts. I said, you know what, Lord? This just blessed me and I know it can bless somebody else. Are you holding on to receipts? We ain't talking about these. You know the receipts I'm talking about. Do your receipts that you are holding on to still have value? And are they messy? Baby, because sometimes all it needs to do is go in the trash so you can move on forward, so you can clear the space. Make sure that you're not holding on to receipts that don't serve you and no longer have value. And also they're just taking up space and they a mess. Because these is messy. That's it. Baby, that's the word. I don't know if it helped anybody else, but baby, it blessed me. Make sure your receipts still have value. And if they ain't messy, just taking up space. I love you. Now go on about your business, okay? Have the most amazing day. But even if you can't have a good one, don't you dare go messing up with nobody else's. I'll see y'all later. Bye.
Aunt Tab, ma'am, listen, okay. So I'm having a hard time releasing and discarding receipts. And even though some of them are messy, I just don't ever want to have a missed opportunity where something comes up again. I can be like, according to Exhibit B and this Google Drive folder with their name on it and pull it out. But I also hear you to where you're like, let it go. Let it go. So I'm going to do a purge of some of these receipts. I said some. God is still working on me. So, but I have things documented. And I'll share this photo again. I got most of all of my devices that I've had. So when I tell you receipts, I truly mean that, folks. I truly mean that. And so there are some receipts that I'm going to let go this year, especially the ones that are harmful. I hear you, Aunt Tab. I don't want to, but I hear you. And like I said, I know you snitching on me. I know you are. But that's going to be my assignment because folks are wilding out here. And sometimes you just want to protect your name and to protect you. And I'm working on that. Sometimes you don't have to fight every battle. And that's what walking with faith looks like. And so that's what I'm going to do. Continue to walk in faith and delete the things that I no longer need to hold. But I'm not going to lie and say that it doesn't make me nervous. It makes me real nervous, actually. I just use these walks to be very transparent, to share the things that are on my heart. I hope that you take the opportunity to show up in the way that God has called you to. And I am doing my best, having grace and also my receipts. But I also hear you, Aunt Tab. You don't have to carry all of those receipts with you, especially when you're trusting in God. So I hope that y'all have an amazing day. I'm sending you love, light, and peace. And just to be back out here, man, it feels so good. It is a blessing. So God be the glory. So this concludes the Power Walk. And until next time, peace.